Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Lindy, I remember last year you were really upset because you felt it was on you that things didn't go forward and get done. Well, they've gone forward and gotten done. You've at least gotten to a playoff spot. How do you feel about that?
I feel great. I mean, the guys have worked so hard to get to this point. I mentioned yesterday 4 months of every month has been pretty darn consistent, and we've played a good brand of hockey, and we've got rewarded for how hard we played. First and foremost, I'm so happy for Terry and Kim and, the whole Pegula family, our fans, all the people that work in the building. I'm stoked.
An unusual way for it to end, for you to clinch it. Were you coaches gathered together watching
nope.
at the Detroit game?
No, not at all. I don't find it unusual. I find we deserve to be where we're at. We let one slip away the other night, but we worked so hard to get to the point where you've got 100 points and, you got teams chasing you from where we were at the start of December to where we got. Asked a lot of the players and got a lot back.
Were you watching the game?
I did not watch, nope.
How did you find out?
Somebody texted me with an X. I won't say who.
How do you juggle celebrating this great accomplishment, ending the drought, while knowing there's still work to be done?
There's no celebration. You've got to be proud of what you did and how hard you worked and the goal we set at the start of the year to be in the playoffs. We still have a lot of work to do, and I think they understand that. We had a meeting yesterday talking about I told them we're going to be in the playoffs. There's not a doubt in my mind we're in the playoffs. But that isn't good enough. We've got work to do in these last regular season games, and then moving forward, it's how good can we be day one with whoever we have to play.
How do you get them tuned in tonight? It's only going to be 3 hours in between when they found out and face off. How do you get them tuned in for tonight?
Well, if that doesn't tune them in, nothing will, because you should be so excited to get out there and play now. I think you could have seen a little bit of nerves the other night, a little bit of tightness. Tonight, just let's go out and play. Let's play our game, play it to a tee. And I don't think it'll be about trying to get them up. I think they're going to be super excited to put the skates on and get back at it.
In that Caps game a few weeks ago, it's tied till there's like a minute and a half left. What do you remember about that, and what can you guys take from that game?
Well, it was a hell of a game. I mean, I thought both goaltenders played well. I thought their goalie really gave him a strong performance. We made a big defensive mistake late in the game that allowed them to win the game, in a game where we felt we should have got a point, at least a point out of. We're playing, every team we're playing is, on life support. And they're on life support right now, and they know that every point for them is just huge if they want to try to battle into that last spot. And I feel that that's the type of hockey we need to play.
Alex Lyon had told us he wasn't real happy with his last two games. Now, before that, he had a shutout. The next time you see him play, are you excited to see his response?
Well, I've already said that both our goalies, and especially Alex, has given us such a good year. It wasn't about the two games. It was more about the way UPL had been playing, and even UPL gave us a great game in Ottawa. He's been a big part of our team. He's a big reason where we're at.
Hey, Lindy, Gabe Perreault scores three goals for the Rangers today in that game to beat Detroit. Do you think there's almost some hockey god karma there? A guy named Perreault has a hat trick.
The love of Perreault, for sure. I mean, I don't know if there's a hockey god, but I think the fact that we went out this year and played the way we did and climbed the ladder that far, I think we had a lot of gods that were taking care of us.
Knowledge at all? What were you doing during the game?
I was watching video.
So it was just business as usual.
Business as usual. Yeah. I went for a walk. I did check the score. I mean, not that I didn't check the score. I did. I'm not naive to the fact that I was hoping they lose. But business as usual. It was a beautiful day here and got a little bit of exercise, and then get ready to play.
Will there be any acknowledgement with the players? Will you say anything before the game? Like, you know, we're in?
I sure will, yeah.
I sure will, yeah. That'll be part of our pregame meeting. I think it has to be acknowledged. That's a goal we set.
As far as your approach, like, because you still have so much on the line, I assume not too much will change as far as resting guys or anything of that sort.
Nothing, not at all. You know, if there's somebody on a cusp of whether he should be playing or not, I think he would consider that. But there's no resting guys. We know that we need to maintain a high level of play. We want to win games. You want to go into the postseason in a good place.
How We Met Your Mother is the How I Met Your Mother rewatch podcast with me, Josh Radner, and series co-creator Craig Thomas. Follow How We Met Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.